Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Therapy here on this fall Monday night. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and I am calling in from the bottom of the Highland Island in Manhattan, New York City. And I am joined by my lovely co-host, Diane Mallett, who is in Boston, Massachusetts. Good evening, Di. How you feeling?
Hi, Nicole. I just wanted to wish all our veterans a happy and wonderful Veterans Day tonight. And thank you for all your service. It's quite an endeavor for anyone who's worth serving our country. We owe a lot of gratitude for your services.
Nice. Wonderful. Absolutely. That's great. Yeah. And let's take that energy and go into our moment of silence for also the people who are in the Philippines who just got hit by a massive storm and are shocked in many, many ways. So let's close our eyes. Of course, we can all do it in the moment. And if you're listening in the archives, it's also very helpful if you do it with us to add your energy to the mission. So let's close our eyes and take a nice deep breath. And fill ourselves with love and light. See the light, feel the love, and the stream of the cosmos coming through us, down into the earth, back around. Nice loop of energy. And let's send that love over to the Philippines. See the place on the map. And choose some people, just anybody, people that you can feel in the Philippines, some love, great love, mother hugs, best friends, giggles, anything that's positive, that's going to make somebody feel a moment of joy and happiness in this moment of confusion and chaos going on around them. So we send the Philippines all the love, and we ask the waters to be calm, help them to cleanse themselves, and help them to stay positive in such a trying time. Ah, yes, that moved me a lot. I like to tune into spirit and just let spirit say whatever it has to say. You know, we're all learning to be vessels of ourselves and all the help that we have around us. And, you know, we're all going through trials and tribulations right now. It doesn't matter what your details are. There's definitely going to be something that you're working on and is not quite right. And that's life. That's the way we learn. That's the way that we grow. So, and sometimes when the earth around you shakes, definitely some positive energy is very much needed, and really it can be the only thing that can get you through the day is your thoughts and some semblance of feeling good. So that's why today's topic, mind power, I'm very happy to be doing it in this 2-week hiatus for me to have my voice heal itself last week. So a lot of thought on the mind power. So I'm just going to steamroll in, Di. You cool with that?
That's perfect. I think that you have a lot of history and background on this particular topic, so I am excited to listen to what you have to get us started, and if I have anything to add or jump in, I'd certainly do that, and cool. I want to hear a little bit about how we can use our minds to, I don't know, get what we want, you know, the typical ASK, the GET, you know? And that's you know, where we're at.
So tell us
all about it.
All right. Well, the mind is one of the greatest tools and feats of engineering that we have on this planet. I mean, it is. It can do so many things, and it can work with us or it can work against us. But unlike a lot of things in our world, we can choose what our thoughts are going to be. What a great thing to do in this lifetime to understand how to work with one of the finest pieces of machinery ever known to this planet, which is your brain. So, and why do we want to think about the way we think? Well, what we think usually makes us feel something. And if the idea is to feel good as much as possible, then we have to look at our thoughts. So we all know what it is to have a good thought and to have a good feeling thought and what it is to have a bad feeling thought. So one thing I want to talk about is how to get ourselves out of a place that we're in and we don't want to be in, how to get ourselves back to what has been coined by Abraham, one of our great teachers of our time, calls a high-flying disc. The high-flying disc is where you feel good, you're thinking thoughts that are pleasing to you, and you're in your vortex of creation. So what you're putting out there is coming back to you, and when you're thinking and feeling good about it, it's going to help your manifestations to come back as you want them. Of course, the details are never up to you, and you can never control what's happening on the outside. The only thing you can ever control are your thoughts. And again, not necessarily about control. It's about guiding them in the direction that you want to go in as a deliberate creator of your reality. So a lot of what our mind does is are things that the other people have told us and other people have instilled in us as something that we need to believe in, think about, pay attention to. And this is a new time, and it's a new time for the leading edge of thought. It's a new time for us learning how to open up to ourselves and to really, truly create ourselves as we are, become everything that we are. And so learning to work with our thoughts is how we get there. Okay, so where do you start? Well, I find that starting in the morning is a great place, because whatever you're thinking about when you first wake up is going to continue in some shape or form during the day. So usually when we wake up, we have a few moments of peacefulness, of you're just realizing where you are, coming into this body and the consciousness of the day. And there's a moment where it's quiet. There's no thoughts one way or the other. And then depending on what you normally think about or usually what you're worried about, that's usually the next thing you start to think about. What's going to happen in your day? And depending on which road you take, you're going to have a very different day. If you start your day with thinking about, oh, my God, I still haven't paid that bill, and, you know, I'm going to be late to my job again, and all these things, there's a million different paths that, where we don't want to go. And then we have to spend the day trying to find the way that we want to go or a better feeling thought. You can let yourself go for a while and then try to put the brakes on it, where sometimes we catch ourselves early, which is great. That's a great thing to notice. Okay, my thoughts have gone in a way that I don't want them to go, and I recognize that. So let me see what I can do about thinking something better, thinking something that feels better.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give some really great concrete examples of what I use and a lot of the people that I know actually do to work with this, exactly what you're saying as far as like starting your day off in the right way. And one of the things recommended to me a while ago was before you even open your eyes, like really just be present in your body and feel your, you know, every cell in your body and before, you know, and breathe and just breathe 3 or 4 deep breaths before opening your eyes to the morning. It gives you placement in this world. So it's like, we give you like these ideas and these concepts of how we can change our lives, but there are actually specific tools that we can use that can implement the day and like make it go better. So you wake up, some people I know do yoga in the morning, you know, giving yourself an extra hour in your morning could actually prolong your day into being much more productive. And there's some tools that people use, like, you know, exercise in the morning, yoga in the morning, prayer in the morning, meditation in the morning, and reading a few passages or books that inspire them on a daily basis. So getting yourself into a morning routine like that, you're going to notice the difference within 2 weeks of practicing, just even incorporating one little piece into your life. Like if you decided to get up 10 minutes early to sit down and have a cup of tea with yourself, by yourself, to relax and stop the brain from getting into negative space or anything like that, you'll notice that you're setting the pattern for the rest of your day. So just wanted to throw that in there as you're going along talking about how to set the tone.
Yeah, that's great. True. It's all about what are you thinking about in the beginning. And so what do you do if you have these thoughts that are coming in the morning and they're the same thoughts that they've been probably for some time? So what do you do to let it go in a different direction? Well, it helps to go general, to think general good thoughts. So I'm going to quote Abraham again. He's one of my favorite teachers right now, guys, really speaking. He says to talk about your connection with that you also are God, which was. And that there is so much love here for you. You have beings that are watching you and guiding you and helping you and loving you. And that kind of thing, like I've spoken about that before, but it's a great staple for starting your day. And then what helps me to get into my daily routine and what I need to think about for the day is to also think and know that everything is happening for a reason. Everything is unfolding as it should and in my favor. And anything that I think about something that's happening is also an opportunity for growth. And I chose this for myself. So it gives this feeling of empowerment. And that's where... that's a big part of the mind that I want to put in here. It's just kind of your mind.
I don't know if it's me, Nicole, if any of the other listeners are having difficulties. You sound a little garbled. But just...
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that better?
I think so, definitely.
Okay. All right. Let's see how it goes.
Oh, much, much better. Much better.
Good. All right. So, so in the beginning, starting your thoughts that way. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that stress a lot of people, i.e. money, job, a relationship, something that somebody else needs to do, isn't doing. Something that you feel you should have by now or really want. and you don't see it, a good thing to remember is that everything that you're seeing right now is a manifestation that you made in the past. And it has nothing to do with what you are manifesting right now and may have been manifesting for some time now. So to look around in your surroundings and look for some sort of validation, then not find it and feel bad and think, oh, well, the things that I want aren't going to come, it is not helpful, and it's getting it backwards. Whatever's manifesting now in front of you is just the vibration that you were. Anything that you want to be, you're building on now. And the only way, and you already have these things. I mean, this is the incredible thing about understanding that we are vibrational beings, is that whatever we've thought about, asked for, desired, is already a thing. It already exists. We just have to get ourselves to it in a vibrational manner so that we can meet what we've already created. So that's an interesting thought, isn't it?
Absolutely. Sometimes I wonder why I'm in the midst of all this crap, and it's probably something I created like three months ago, thinking all this crap has kind of come to my way.
Right. And I think a lot of times we don't realize, like, what we're thinking about the majority of the day. Like, I noticed with myself that once I learned that, you know, I could do something about my thoughts, that I could create my own reality, that I am making everything happen here from my vibration. I'm not controlling the details or other people, but I am manifesting my own thing here. So what do I want to do, right? So, what was I going to say? Once you realize that you can control your thoughts and that this has something to do with it, well, then what do? When, you know, you're thinking about these things that are not here. So. It's about keeping yourself on the excitement of what you want and feeling it like it's already here, very much the law of attraction. But that's the whole basis of the universe, really. We're putting a vibration out there, and we're seeing how it comes back to us. Now I remember what I was going to say. I realized that 70% of my thoughts were still worrying about the things that weren't working and trying to figure out what was wrong with them and what I could do better to fix it and make it come, just make the things I want get here. But I could do 30%. That was really good. That was actually feeling that I could do this, that I can create my thoughts. And when you get a little bit of practice, it really only takes a couple days. When you can get some good thinking, good feeling thoughts going, you feel the difference immediately. I mean, and so that's the place that you want to teach yourself as much as possible. And nobody right now, I don't really know anybody that can stay there all the time, all day, every day. But it's a goal. And if we never get it done and we go from lifetime to lifetime and this is fun, it's about the learning and about the expansion. So how can I do this so that it's more pleasing for me? So when I really looked at my thoughts, I realized that I was saying some nice words, but the feeling of worry was still in there at times.
Mm.
So to soothe that part, and again, that's the work, that's the practice and the exercises that we do with ourselves, on recognizing that we're having these thoughts that are not helpful. And
I'd love to give an example of that. I heard an amazing story this week, Nicole. It was just, it was exactly what falls in line of what you're talking about, and how, like, you could be full of anxiety, full of fear, full of displacement, full of, you know, just your soul does not seem settled. And you know that there's something wrong and you're not quite sure on how to fix it or how to make things better. And you're not sure even if you make some of these transitions, how that'll end up affecting your life. And I go to a group meeting every day or daily, you know, particularly daily, and I see a lot of people come in and they have a, you know, the things are, I want to say, like, in disease with them. Like there's no easement of their life. They're tense. They're fearful. They're living in situations in poverty sometimes, hunger, riddled with things that plague us. You know, some people have cancer. Some people have this. Everybody is dealing with a lot of different issues. And there's one particular person in whom I'm dealing with everything. We have a set practice that we do, and it's something that I've incorporated into my life for the past 15 years, where prayer and meditation is key component to what I do typically on a daily in a group. If you can do it by yourself, that's wonderful. If you can add people into your life that care and love you as well, that's even better, because what you're doing is you're expanding the vibration of prayer and energy. So if you have a family member, a child, a husband, a loved one, a best friend that can add to this vibration, you know, do yoga in the morning together, or, you know, how many moms do, like, yoga with their little two-year-olds? I mean, how wonderful is that? So this particular person came in and really, I'd have to say, downhearted on life, just strung out. Just things were probably at the worst he's ever been in this particular situation. And he's full of anger, just very, very angry, not, you know, just not, why are things going so poorly for me? And he didn't have quite a set goal as to how he wanted things to change or how he wanted things to turn around, but he put the practices into use. He put the prayer into use and he put the meditation into use. Now, I have to tell you that this person's blind, and he's living in this place where he has a reading tool machine that helps him read, and somebody stole his machine. Like, he was pissed, and typically his natural vibration was full of anger. I'm going to find this guy and kick him down and get a baseball bat and kick the crap out of him. And everything like that, just real angry. And he's like, you know, but since he's been practicing this method of peace and incorporating, like, you know, changing his thoughts and listening to other people and knowing that he's not alone and that there's other people dealing with struggles in their lives, he thought to himself, you know, perhaps whoever did the stealing of what was going on in his life, whoever sunk so low to do that, would someday in turn need his help and could come to him and say, I was so low, I had to steal from a blind man. So he, like,
wow,
his whole thought process from being a typical angry person to somebody who does not incorporate anger in his life anymore, because he used the steps that we're talking about, that you can use on a daily basis. You don't have to have, you know, you can use the law of attraction, which says, you know, you must be certain about what you want. When you ask the universe what you want, you need to be specific. You need to visualize it. You need to hold it. Well, what if we don't know what we want? You know, what if what we want is so fabulous that we don't even know it, because we don't even know what fabulous is? We've never experienced fabulous. So how can you ask for fabulous if you've never been there, you know? But we can still, starting today, incorporate stillness into our life, prayer, meditation, and feed our mind to change so that fabulous comes in, you know? And so that when you know what you want, you can incorporate it, you can pray for it, you can receive it, and it'll be yours. And that's just the way that it is. That's where you change from not having any faith or hope to having hope and faith, which is what we really want for the planet, because hope and faith and love are going to be the key components of a vibration that's going to heal all of us.
Yeah, and going general, you don't have to know the specifics. Sometimes we get a little bogged down with the specifics. So sometimes it's even better to just go, I don't know what I want, but I know I want it to feel like this. And that's huge. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end, you don't want to limit yourself also to just these specifics that you've come up with. I mean, you can be very specific, but that general feeling of, I want it to feel like this, and I want it to incorporate people that are like this, and I feel like this when I'm around them. I feel challenged. I feel incorporated. I feel appreciated. I feel fun, and there's some playfulness there. You know, you can, that's a wonderful thing because that's purely vibrational thought right there. And that's what we're learning to do here. We're learning to take our thoughts, these words that happen in our head, and take them into a vibrational place where our thoughts and our feelings match up. And when that happens, then you're a deliberate creator, then you're creating everything. And it's not to say, oh, all of a sudden, in this moment, everything you've ever wanted is going to show up. I mean, who wants that? That's like, you know, I don't know, speed reading, like the last, you know, the climax of your favorite book in like 3 minutes. Like, you don't want that, really. So to let it unfold and see, you know, what you're putting in there on a daily basis, the small things, you know, like seeing how do you see a lot of angry people on your walk to work and, you know, to and from your home? Do you actually have a pleasant experience most of the time and anything in between? And whatever you're seeing a lot of is definitely going to be a mirror of what you're putting out there. It doesn't mean that you made it happen. It can also be that you're not in this vibration and something, you could be feeling good and having good thoughts and walking down the road and then some crazy fucked up thing happens right in front of you. You're like, well, that's not the disc that I was on. Like, what the hell is this crap, you know? But that's a challenge for you to see how you react to this thing. Are you going to get angry at it? Do you want to kick it? Do you feel sad? Do you feel threatened? Do you feel all these things? Or you can just go, wow, I don't know what just happened there, but that is amazing. And stay in your place, no matter what the place that you want to be, that allowing and watching and, you know, reacting when you need to react, we're being able to stay in your happy place no matter what's happening out there. And especially if you've seen, you know, there's a lot of disruption in your daily routine, like things don't seem to flow nicely. If you make a couple adjustments and just notice, like, you know, where are your thoughts going with when something, quote-unquote, fucked up happens? Do you go, oh, that's fucked up, rah, 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 you know, because that's just feeding the same thing. So the quicker that we can go, okay, let's just take a moment and just really look at what this thing is, you know, and that's definitely deliberately creating what it is that you're thinking about. It's really about paying attention, just paying attention to yourself more than you ever have in your life. And a lot of people, you know, that's a little, oh my God, what am I going to find there? But guess what? You're always going to be your best friend. There's never going to be anything about you that you can't handle, really.
Yeah, I think it's great. Like, I really do think people can, at any given time, reset themselves and, like, set the foundation for their outlook on life, like, and change it. You know, and one of the things that I did for a period of time when I was unhappy with my work was I watched the inspirational video, and I love this video. I recommend it to anybody who's feeling like they can't get through anything, but it's called How Great I Am, and it is the most inspirational Rocky-type video out there, and it really gives you that instant kick, like I can take on the world type of feeling. And it also reminds me of when my daughter runs off to gymnastics, she gives herself, before she gets in, she gives herself a Clint Eastwood speech. And Game of Thrones, I am a Khalizar, I am the mother of all dragons speech. So, I mean, it's really what we can do to talk ourselves up. Like, talk yourself up. Make sure that you're giving yourself the encouragement to do great. You know what I mean? And you definitely start to realize that there is a separation between how you can maintain your vibration on a higher vibration. So when you do encounter people who are not on that vibration, you don't have to be sucked into it. You don't have to absorb it. You don't have to let it affect you. And, you know, just keep, you know, self-talk is a great talk. You know, it's changing those thoughts. Like we're talking about that mind power. You know, I really recommend it. Just pop on YouTube, inspirational videos. You'll see it. It's probably the first one that always comes up. But I would watch that every single day before I would head off to work on a really, really tough job. And, you know, it got me through those moments. Because we're not always where we want to be, but we will get to where we need to be. Detach from the outcome. What do you think about that, Nicole? Detaching from the outcome of all this manifestation.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, because you don't know what's going to come back. We're not that good yet. I don't know if we're ever going to be, you know. And who wants to be? I mean, isn't it interesting to see how what you're thinking creates a manifestation? You're like, oh, that's an interesting interpretation of what I was thinking, you know. Or I would have never thought of that, you know. Like, that's even better than what I was thinking, you know, or whatever. But it brings me to a couple of points I wanted to touch on. One is permission slips. To give yourself permission to feel good as much as possible. That's a thing. That's actually your natural state. It's not self-indulgent. It's not any of these things that people have said. It's the permission slip to aspire to anything that you want to be and you want to do. And it's interesting because to me, the permission slip is a very wide range. And once you start to understand the idea of giving yourself permission to be confident, giving yourself permission to, you know, why can't you be a millionaire? Why can't you have whatever you want? So when we start to dream big, you'll see afterwards, you know, some of the thoughts are thinking, oh, well, but then you need, and I'm not sure about, okay, I mean, that's natural. But to just look at those and go, all right, I hear you, but, you know, why not? Like, why can't I be that, you know? I like that meditation very much to think, okay, all right, universe, if I could be anything and have anything that I wanted, what would it be? And so I pick a few things and then watch your thoughts afterwards. You know, do you talk yourself into it or do you talk yourself out of it? And if you're talking yourself out of it, then practice talking yourself into it. Because if you can talk yourself out, you can talk yourself in. Everybody knows how to do that. And again, Take some time. And also this idea of mistake, that we think that, oh, well, I've made a mistake. Well, there are no mistakes because the universe is perfect and it's doing everything exactly the way it needs to go. Like, that's not our job, and thank God, you know, it's always going to be.
You know, I hear a question all the time from people who are trying to get to know other people, you know, in relationships, and they, like, sit back and they, you know, back and forth and, you know, what's your favorite band, blah, 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 you know, that kind of thing. But one of the questions that have been popping up lately in this world of, you know, listening to friendships deal with friends, deal with new relationships and getting to know people, one of the questions that keeps popping up, Nicole, is if you could change anything in your past, what would you change? Which, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's me being a Pisces, whatever. But I just can't imagine changing anything in my past because
no,
I wouldn't be
not.
Where I am today. It's, you know, there's nothing, you know, ifs, thens, or buts. I mean, we want to get to a real amazing place in our life where we don't regret the past and, you know, nor wish we change it or, you know, forget about it or whatever. Because every moment was an experience to get to where you are today. But I find it to be an interesting question that people ask each other, and it's a question that I've heard asked amongst people for the last 2 weeks. More than one person asking this question, and it made me think, you know, what would I have done to change things and made things a little different? Maybe not get that tattoo that looks more like a troll than a wizard now, but, you know, whatever.
That's funny. Yeah, well, but, it's interesting that that's coming up in the last couple weeks because we're coming out of a Mercury retrograde that was started with a partial eclipse in the moon of Aries. So to me, it looks like an Aries-like ambush on the emotions as well as with the Mercury retrograde. It's like a forced vacation, whether you like it or not. You're going to have to sit at home and think about what you've done. So we're all, I felt it, and many people around me I know have. I'd be interested to see if somebody hasn't felt the same way. But in the last couple weeks, it's been a lot of really looking at yourself and really asking yourself some deep questions and sometimes feeling. This is what I heard a lot of was, you know, well, what if I had just stuck with this? Or what if I had just, you know, just done this instead of this? And, you know, maybe I should have, and again, you know, should have, would have, could have, never won the race. And my answer to that always is, well, but if you could have, you would have. And because we're all trying to do our best. We may know better now. I mean, that's the point, is just growing. We grow, but you can't say, oh, well, I should have done that. No, you did exactly what you needed to do with the information and the consciousness that you had at the time. You did your best. Everybody's trying to do their best. And I don't care if somebody is sitting at home on the couch and hasn't done anything for the past 2 years and beyond, that person is still doing their best. It may not look like anything to us, but they're trying to do something. Something's happening. Unless you've had a lobotomy, there are always thoughts going on in our heads. So somebody's working on something. So to allow that idea of mistakes to, like, relax, there are no mistakes. It doesn't mean that everything you've done was the most brilliant, wonderful idea you've ever had. But it means that you went that way to find out what the contrast is. Oh, well, you know, that definitely, I didn't like that. You know, I shouldn't have eaten that whole thing. It gave me a stomach ache, or, like, that guy was bad news, or, you know, well, I don't know what I was thinking when I started, you know, at that job or whatever. That was miserable. Okay, it's still not a mistake. You know you don't want to make that choice again. And so, but that's how we learn. I mean, if you don't know what you don't like, then you're never going to know better what you do like. And that's where we find those specifics. You know, you got to do something. And as a filmmaker and as an actress and, you know, all these things where you see your creation, you know, afterwards, there's no mistakes. There's nothing that you can. It's not up to you. You just have to let it be what it is. It's us that makes the judgment call on what's a good idea or not. So. Mm-hmm. And when we think about And when we don't think about mistakes, we know that we're moving along. Which comes first? You know, do you find a relaxed, open, and confident place? You know, you just sort of fill yourself with that feeling, and then you can ride it? Yeah. What if you don't feel relaxed, open, or confident? None of those things. Like, what do you do then? It's a good question, isn't it?
It's a good question. But the thing is, with this practice that we're talking about and trying to open up your mind to a place where it's cultivating positive, you know, thoughts which will manifest a better life for yourself, basically what you're doing is really to ask to direct your thinking. And you want to remove anything that is in those thoughts that are going to be selfish, self-seeking, you know, and just anything that creates disruption and struggle. And what we want to do is put ourselves and our mind, specifically our mind, in a place where you can relax, take it easy, and just wait for your full intuition, wait for your full inspiration. And the thing is about this process is that it comes slowly, and then it develops gradually, and then it becomes natural. When you're first doing this, you may be an angry, grouchy person. You may be in a dead-end position in your life or whatever, but you incorporate these practices into your life as you're redesigning the way that your brain waves actually function and work. And what used to be, you know, like, as you struggle through the day and you're like, you feel like everything's pinning the needles and you can't get along with the world, you slowly realize that you are part of the world and your life unfolds in a really beautiful, developed way and you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So a lot of people walk around this planet and they're like, show me what I'm supposed to do. Instead of doing and letting it unfold, you know. So it's a process of relax and then do. And you're going to make mistakes. All of that is going to be a mistake learning process and stuff. But eventually, at the end of the day, it's like you do. You end up doing. You're done. This is what I did. But you can't live in that fear of taking one step and moving forward. Fear is going to be one of that the worst energies that you can sink into your brain to disrupt that meditation and whatnot. So what you're really doing with, I think, what we're talking about, like mind power and everything like that, is just setting your mind at ease and letting your mind do the work it was created to do. Am I right, Nicole?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the easing up on the perfectionism. And we all know what a relaxed state feels like, at least some semblance of what relaxation feels like. And some people have gotten so stressed out that their quote-unquote relaxed is not as relaxed as they could be. So but we all have a general sense, you know, of what that is. So to take the time to recognize the thoughts and the momentum, the way they're going, and if you don't like the way they're going, to just take a moment to stop. Just stop. And I understand the feeling, like the fear of moving forward. Sometimes we don't know why, but we don't want to go forward, and we have to listen to ourselves with that. There's got to be a reason. You know, unless you're some sort of like shut in and you have a problem with moving forward, like that's your thing. If it's not that, then your body, something's trying to tell you something. And again, Abraham is a big advocate of getting yourself into a good place before you do anything. And that makes everything so much easier to do. It's what you think about it. You know, if you got to do something that you quote unquote don't like to do, well, how can you talk yourself into it? How can you talk yourself into having some sort of fun with this thing, you know? And it doesn't matter if you have to tell yourself all kinds of stories. It's interesting, like the distracting yourself and just telling yourself anything that gets you to a better place. Like, you have to pay bills, and you're stressed about paying the bills because, you know, every time you pay a bill, there's less money in your bank account. You're just like, oh, I don't want to pay them because, well, so use it as an exercise. Use it as, okay, what if I look at the amount that's in my bank account and I close my eyes and I see a different figure? I see a figure that I like. I see a figure that makes me feel secure and that I can pay all these bills for the rest of my life, and it's fine. It will never make a dent into this number, or even just a comfortable number, anything that you can relate to. But you have to be able to relate to it. If it's too big or too out of your realm of possibility, it doesn't work. Something that feels comfortable. And then pay your bills in that kind of a vibration, thinking those thoughts, like, yeah, man, I'm a millionaire. I can do all these things. It's fine, you know. And even if you convince yourself for a few moments, you're creating a vibration. You're creating a thought process. You're creating what it is that you want. And so then you know from this exercise how it is to feel good around something that a lot of times you feel bad around. And then you can be more mindful of when you do go to that part that, you know, oh, you know, that lack, those lack thoughts. So you can go, well, wait a minute, how did I do that thing where I just felt better? I kind of, you know, you can maybe sometimes feel like you're just telling yourself stories. It doesn't matter. You're always telling yourself stories. You're telling yourself your life all the time. It's from your point of view. So why not tell yourself the greatest story you have ever heard? And again, you don't have to do it all the time, but the more you do it, how much fun is that? And it helps. I'm telling you it helps. I don't have to tell you. You'll see that it helps. But you know, we were talking on the coffee talk show.
What I was thinking of, that whole suspended phase that people could run into, the journey of the tarot, is when we get to the hanged man. And that's kind of like what you were saying, like if you feel like you're stuck, and if you feel like you just, you can't like move forward and you can't move backwards, and you just feel very vulnerable. But the thing about the hanged man, and if people are familiar with the tarot and everything like that, is that it is a card in the journey. So we will get to that moment when we can't do anything, and that's okay. And I love your idea of permission slips, because I never thought of it that way, but writing yourself a permission slip to do nothing. It's not my time to do anything right now. You know?
Yes.
Because sometimes you have to accept that what's going on around you. You have to surrender the experience. You have to kind of be open to giving up control. I mean, sometimes there's positions that we have in our lives where we find out that loved ones are super sick or something like that. You're going to fall into the hangman card. You're going to be helpless. You're going to feel inside out. You're going to feel like you can't move on, that you can't live in the moment. It's this time that we need to live in the moment, that we need to, what people call, feel, deal, and heal. And I love the idea of the permission slip, giving yourself permission to feel, deal, heal, move through those emotions, and get to the next turning point in your journey. But you'll find that you know, that hangman or whatever, that point that you're in, it's just part of it, just part of where you're at, part of, you know, the journey and how it's going.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and to remember that everything that's full must empty and everything that's empty must fill. And a lot of times it's just the cycle that we're going through. I mean, if you're unaware of the cosmic cycles that are happening, a lot of times we'll feel and think things that, you know, it can get it can bog you down. But to allow whatever's happening, it's also such a great thing to use your mind power for. You know, you've asked, not here yet. Or I don't know why I feel the way I feel, and I'm thinking these thoughts that I don't necessarily want to be thinking. So just allow it. You know, there comes a point where you can't fight yourself because you're just as strong as you are. So nobody's going to win. You're just going to feel exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to tell yourself something and you're feeling and thinking these thoughts that are not bringing good feelings, then sometimes you just have to let it be and just allow it to be. Like you said, like if a friend, you know, passes or something that just, you know, doesn't feel good. So just allow it, and then you can leave room in your mind for bigger thoughts. Where, you know, let's say somebody passes on, you can say, okay, well, you know, I know that I miss them, and of course I would love them to be here because I love them so much, but think about their freedom. Think about the fact that, you know, they're free from this mortal coil, and, you know, they don't have to think about the things that we're thinking about now. And now you have a super friend on the other side, and they're always with you, and you know, soothe yourself with these types of thoughts, and letting go of the perfectionism of it. I mean, if you are a perfectionist, I'm sure you'll understand what I'm saying. You know, a lot of us want to create exactly the way we want things to be, and we want it to always be happy, and we want to do a good job, and we want to make ourselves happy. And then in these moments where we're not sure how to get ourselves to a better feeling and better place, you know, that makes us even more upset a lot. Because, like, come on, man, I should get this. Why am I, you know, come on. That's the part where you go, okay, this is not a fight. I'm not going to fight with myself. I'm going to just allow whatever's happening and pass through it. And you always pass through it. Like, time is such a great healer. So, and especially coming out of a configuration astrologically that we've just come out of. I mean, Mercury went direct yesterday, and it usually takes at least about 3 days to really get some momentum going in a direct way. And Mercury retrograde is like I said, you know, the vacation, whether you like it or not, it's these cosmic 3 weeks, three or four times a year that we have where we need to relax, reflect, remove, you know, rethink, reintegrate all these things. We have to look at where we've been and make plans for where we're going, knowing that a lot of things aren't really going to move forward right now. So kind of also takes the pressure off of having to make things happen, because if you understand anything about the Mercury retrograde vibration, it's not a time to push forward ever and make things happen. So it's a good exercise for us to relax into what is, let go of the perfectionism, give ourselves permission slips to sleep in late or let your mind daydream or not do anything. I mean, that happened to me today. I was feeling really good after last week and a few days. I really ran into myself and I felt like I was like falling in potholes, like I'm good, no I'm not, just a branch, you know. So I went into a journey with myself, and today finally I felt so good and I had a good morning and I was like, wow, I'm feeling so good. I really don't feel like doing anything. I just want to feel good in this feeling good moment. And so I laid down for a nap. And I was like, but I'm not really tired. But it felt so good to just lie there and just let my thoughts go however they were going, because they were going in a nice place. I found that high-flying disc. And so I would think about, that's a great time to manifest when you're feeling good. So I thought about all lots of wonderful things and just to think about them, not trying to do anything, just thinking, just staying on this high-flying disc as much as possible. And And it was great. It was a really great day. So so milk it when you get it and relax and allow when you don't get it. And see if you can sort of find some way that you can think something better than what you're thinking so that you can feel better than the way you're feeling. There you go. I like when it comes out simple. You know, like this is such an interesting show to do because, you know, we choose these gigantic topics and we have an hour and so, you know, you kind of just have to see what flows through. So I like it when it comes out simple.
I agree. I definitely agree. There's so much you can do with this. There's so many ways you can change. There's so many ways you can just incorporate, you know, really bringing your mind power into bringing goodness into your life. I think that's a great thing that you can do is to just, when you're in the moment, recognize you're in the moment and really develop what you need, develop what you want, and take the time to do it. And that's the whole thing. Give yourself time to do it. Give yourself permission to make yourself better.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think there were a few other things I wanted to talk about, but I think it might be a good topic for next week about finding out more about who you've been in past lives and, you know, past lives has this funny idea, oh, those are the past lives, but come on, you know, I hope we all realize that we're eternal beings at this point and we've been here and will be here forever. So, you know, to be able to tap into some of the things that you've learned in other lives to help you in this life, I think that's a great thing. So I think that's what we'll talk about next week.
Great. Awesome. Sounds like a good time.
Cool. Awesome. All right. Well, wonderful talking about this subject, and I look forward to visiting it again. And I want to thank everyone in the chat room that has been listening in. And I want to thank all of our future listeners who are going to listen in the archives. Much love to all of you. And it's going to be all right. It's a bumpy ride, but somebody's got to do it. So you might as well have a good time while we're at it. Cool. So, all right, guys, have a great week. Everyone have a great week. And I'm going to play us out with a song that I have no idea what it is, but Gwen, our producer, has it here. It's called Beautiful People, and it sounds like a great song to play because no matter what your brain is telling you, everybody is a beautiful people. Absolutely. All right. So,
all right, sounds good. Well, thanks for having me on again. And bye to our listeners, and we'll talk next week.
All right, sounds good. Peace and love, everyone.
Beautiful people, you live in the same world as I do, but somehow I never noticed you before today. I'm ashamed to say, beautiful people, we share the same back door and it isn't right. We never met before, but then we may never meet again. If I weren't afraid you'd laugh at me, I would rot and take all of your hands in. I'd gather everyone together for a day, and when we're gathered I'll pass what I'm about to say. Beautiful people, then you'll never be alone, there'll always be someone with the same burden on as you. everything you do. Beautiful people, you ride the same subway as I do every morning. That's gotta tell you something. We got so much in common. I go the same direction that you do. So if you take care of me, maybe I'll take care of you. Beautiful people, you look like friends of mine, and it's about time that someone said it here. Now I make a vow that sometime, somehow, same button on as you, include him in everything you do. He may be sitting right next to you. He may be a beautiful people too. And if you take care of him, well, then maybe he'll take care of you. Cause all of the beautiful people do.
Nice. Love yourself, love the world. Good night.